Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are learning Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Hey, the 135th Daf. In Shabbos, three Psukim appear on this Daf in total, and we're going to be focusing on the Pasuk which appears on Kuf Lamed Hey and Beis, and it comes from Vayikra Perek Chof Beis Pasuk Chof Zion. And here's how it reads. Shor oy kesev oy eiz ki voleid. If you have an ox, sheep, a goat which is born, vayoshivas yomim tachas imoy, it has to be with its mother for 7 days. Vayoyim hashmini, and on the miyoyim hashmini, and from the 8th day, vahala, there onwards, yoyrotzeh, it will be accepted, lekorban isheh lahashem, as an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara on Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Beis brings the Brayso of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, and he points out that ultimately, when it comes to a human being needs to be around the planet for 30 days to know that that child will be viable. And when it comes to an animal, it's a shorter period of time, it's only that 7-day period to know that it's not a nafel, and it's learned from this pasuk over here. Just a little bit of context for this is that there's a number of different reasons also given for why it has to be around for 7 days. So to expand upon that theme, the Bechor Shor, one of the medieval commentaries on the Torah, actually points out a very fascinating point. Rav Yosef Bechor Shor, one of the Baalei HaTosfos, says that in fact one of the reasons is also is viability, not to be considered a nafel, and not to be considered a fetus which will not be viable. But another reason also is because anytime we see leaving the dimension of tumah, that we leave the dimension of impurity, it requires a 7-day period, certainly when it comes to more severe tumah. And so to speak, there's an element of this animal leaving the domains or the sphere of tumah before becoming a korban. Other mefarshim, like the Nachal Kedumim as an example, points out that why is it that it's on the 8th day that a korban can be brought? Because this is patterned after the first korban which was ever brought. Adam Arishon sins on the 6th day of creation, then it becomes Shabbos. Shabbos, he did not bring any korbanos. Then when he brought his korbanos, as the Midrashim talk about, that was clearly on the 8th day. So, Umiyom HaShmini Yeirotzeh, that means to say that ultimately because humanity sacrificed their first korban on the 8th day of their creation, that became their form of ritzui, of appeasement. Thus, all korbanos have to have, so to speak, this 8 days from their creation as a reminder of that microcosm. There are those who like Rabbeinu Bechaya who liken this to the notion of Bris Milah, which of course this is Rabbi Eliezer Milah, and the idea is that there is this eight day wait for the korban obviously being similar to Bris Milah. Why? Because there needs to be a Shabbos that goes over. There needs to be this extra added chios, this extra energy which is given to a baby before having a bris, and similarly to an animal before it becomes a korban. Finally, just an interesting point that perhaps we might have skipped over, and the Ralbag catches on this, and that is that of course there's also before earlier elements in the pasuk. It's not just about it surviving for 7 days and then on the 8th day being a viable korban. It's also that it has to be with its mother. And the Ralbag says because we see over here there's a notion that we don't want to sacrifice something which is a yasoim. We don't want to sacrifice to bring over the korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an animal which was emotionally deficient, which is fascinating, just an element of what goes on in terms of what type of korban we need to be bringing as well. So I'm just a little bit of unpacking this pasuk, which the Gemara is quoting over here. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.